From February 23rd through March 4th, Dundalk Community Theater is presenting The Graduate, adapted for the stage by Terry Johnson. With me in the studio is the production's director, Todd Starkey. Welcome.
Thanks, Diana. Great to be here.
This play, of course, is based on the iconic 1967 film by Mike Nichols that starred Anne Bancroft and Dustin Hoffman. And what attracted you to this as a theater director?
Well, as a director, it came as a surprise, actually. The theater contacted me, asked me if I would be interested in directing this piece. So I had to go and check out the film, read the script first, because all I had been familiar with it was just the name, The Graduate and the stars, having never seen it before outside of being familiar with the storyline.
And of course, the character of Mrs. Robinson has become shorthand basically for what we more recently might call a cougar.
that is true. And I guess we'll start off first by letting your listeners know that you, Diana, are playing Mrs. Robinson in this production.
This is true. See a whole new side of public radio.
Yes, you do.
But
you are correct
blast.
About the nomenclature with it being, in that time, what we now know as a cougar.
Mm-hmm. And she is a bit predatory, you might say, in her pursuit of Benjamin Braddock.
From the very get-go that we meet her in the play, she immediately walks into his bedroom, drink in hand, and starts laying down the groundwork for a seduction.
The play differs from the movie in some respects. One, just so that it's able to be transferred from film to the stage. There are some things that are just difficult, if not impossible, to achieve on the stage that a film can do. But it also goes into the characters in more depth in some ways, which I think as a performer is very satisfying. And I hope it will be for the audience as well.
I agree. There are definitely some sides of the characters that we get to meet within the play version that we, as you said, that we do not see in the film. A little more about the background relationship between Mrs. Robinson and Mr. Robinson, as well as the background, a little story, so to speak, of between her and her daughter, Elaine.
And the play explores family and relationship issues, not just between men and women, but between parents and children in a period-specific way. This was the era of civil rights and the Vietnam War and the counterculture coming into its own and all of that. But these are things that I think we're still dealing with now.
We are. Although there are different ways of looking at things 50 years later from mm-hmm. the time that this takes place, there was a lot more tolerance for some of the issues that we deal with in the play that we'll say, you could never say that today.
Mm-hmm. And you see the characters challenging those things and pushing those boundaries. Since this is a period piece, the crew have gone all out to give that effect. I love the set and the costumes for this production.
It's beautiful, especially when you see everyone walk out on the stage for the first time and you look at the costume and the wigs on the ladies.
It was the era of hair.
It was the era of hair. There were some very bright and vibrant colors to some of the costumes of that time. So it definitely will take you back.
This is The Graduate, adapted for the stage by Terry Johnson, February 23rd through March 4th on the campus of CCBC Dundalk. There's information at ccbcmd.edu/DCT or 443-840-2787. I will be playing Mrs. Robinson in this production. You have been forewarned, and with me in the studio today is the director, Todd Starkey. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.